as long as you're struggling to go towards. Are you struggling? Get there. Get there. Opposition comes when you're moving forward. Mm-hmm. If you don't have opposition, you're walking directly with the enemy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hand in hand. Step by step. In sync, too. Ain't just working out too easy. Must be God. No, it ain't. If you ain't got adversity, you're doing something right for the kingdom of hell than the kingdom of heaven. The Bible tells me that anything that is purposed of God, anything that is purposed of God, you will have opposition. Oh, you'll have opposition. When God releases a word, it goes out into the atmosphere, waiting for someone to receive. But then there's a purposed word. For it's not for everyone. It's for a specific one. That the one that receives it is the one that it was ordained for. That seed begins to take root. Begins to go through a process of impregnation. But it had to find a place to rest. Rest. A birthing process. There's kids in the room. There's seed. There's an egg. But there's a resting place. We have the seed and the egg, right? We don't know how to rest. Once there is impregnation, there's a gestation period. And in that gestation period, it finds a resting place along the wall. Yeah, I'm going to miss this one. Along the wall. You ever seen the people out in the wall in Jerusalem? They're still wailing at the wall. And what they put inside the cracks are their petitions before God. They impregnate the wall with their petitions. And they wait. And you see the rocking back and forth. Have you seen it? Mm-hmm. Just like I see you when you get into the presence of God and you're praising your worship. You begin to rock. Some of you go side to side. Some go back and forth. Why? It's the same thing when you're holding your baby. You're rocking. Some of the things that you've been experiencing in your life right now is because you've been impregnated by God. And you've been going through a process. During the time of being pregnant with the thing that God has called you to do, or what he's called you to be, there's always a decree from the enemy to kill and destroy that very promise. That very thing. You carry that seed in that time that it's resting within you on the wall during the perfect time for it to be released. And there's some changes to take place. How is it? It's not the wall that changes. It's the outer that changes. Because something inside is growing. It's still on the wall. How is it that the enemy knows that purpose is about to be born? How is it that the enemy knows purpose is coming forth? He's been watching. He's been listening. He's been sensing because he can't tell the future. He can only sense that there's something going on. And because something is going on, he's going to begin to put out a decree. That principality will release a word to kill that very purpose that you've been carrying. Have you been carrying purpose and you felt like, I want this thing to come out of me now? purpose. God said that if he would just continue to speak to my people about purpose, they won't lose focus. Get off of purpose, you'll lose focus. When you think you got it, you'll lose focus. When you think somebody else got it, you'll lose focus. What I purpose and planted inside of you is where the purpose is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Some things happen that are strange during the birthing process that are strange. And we think because it's strange, it's supernatural. Sometimes it's not. It's contrary to it being pure. And it begins to birth something that is not good. It's been birthed by flesh. Soulish realm. And when your flesh gets in it, you have to maintain it by the flesh. But if it's spirit that God has placed inside of you, the spirit begins to cultivate that and begins to process it and begins to give you the things that you need so that it will maintain it for you. Hey, this may be a little too deep, but yet so simple. Some things go through that process that before the baby's ever even born, all kinds of things happen. All kinds of plans to kill you. Kill who? The carrier. To kill the carrier. Who's carrying purpose with him? Raise your hand. Just because your neighbor raised your hand, you raise your hand. You know how you know you're carrying purpose? Hell has broken loose against you. And there's a king sending out a word to kill that very purpose. There's another kingdom that is opposing the kingdom of God. And you've seen all kinds of things taking place in your life. But you know that there's purpose inside of you. But you don't quite understand how that purpose is going to come. All your job is to do is carry it. You can't birth it yourself. You can't even make it happen by drinking castor oil. You know how I'm saying. Trying to walk around the mall, walk around the block 15 times just to make the baby drop. You ain't going to do nothing by making a premature birth. But if it's God, he'll bring that thing into fruition. And all you've got to do is travail. Travail through the pain. Pain that's been purposed. For the stretching. For the stretching. Stretches you. Changes the way you look. Changes the way you feel. Changes your appetite. For things that are not good. But your discipline. Watch this now. Your discipline in your life. Watching the purpose. Will make you stay focused. On what you feed yourself that is good for the purpose that needs to be birthed. But when we go through a stretching process and we begin to change, we begin to crave things that make no sense. And at different times of the day. I'm talking to you about what you've been going through for the past 9 months. Pastor, we've heard prophets say it's the hand of God, but it feels like it's the enemy's hand that's on me. Last month was a time of birthing. No, it wasn't. If you were birthed on the eighth month, you were premature. The last month is the month when everything begins to change even more rapidly. The weight that is inside of you begins to push you down. This may be too deep for a Sunday. How many of you have been asking God, why has it been so bad? Oh, only five of y'all? Oh, I'll preach just to the five. A promise all of a sudden now begins to move inside of you, and you think it's been birthed. Movement does not mean that it's been birthed already. Movement means it's because it's been tight during the process. And there's some stretching of the purpose that's going to stretch you. Oh, this is a prophetic word. Changes everything about you. But watch this. Why is it that every pregnant woman has a glow? They don't want to help me, man. They don't want to help me. They so stuck in their mess. When you look at a woman that is pregnant with purpose, even the opposite sex says, that's a beautiful woman. You get it twisted, even the same sex says, wow. Because when there's purpose inside of you, there's life and there's light. And people would draw to your purpose, would draw to that very anointing. Be careful and beware, because there's some things that you must guard. See, back in biblical times, they had what you call midwives for the birthing process. And there was no needle. Mm-hmm. No anesthesia. No epidural. No laughing gas. You gonna go through this and you're gonna go through it by yourself? Through the pain? You know why they made you endure the pain? It's so that when that baby came forth, you would die for that very thing that you've been carrying. But if you don't have the pain before the birth, it's easy to let it go.
Jesus. That's right.
I know what I feel in this room. When you endure the pain before the birth, you know that you've been going through a process before it comes to pass. And the enemy's trying to do everything to stop it. That it begins to play with your mind and your emotions. And when it gets into your mind, your body begins to react to what you've been thinking. And the things that you've been thinking are not the things of God. It's the things of you. And when it's the things of you, you begin to push prematurely, that the doctor has to step in, or the midwife say, stop pushing. It's too soon. You will put that baby in fetal distress. Some of y'all weren't here Wednesday. I know what I felt. There was a stirring for healing. I said, y'all come with your infirmities. And if you don't have an infirmity, bring a picture of someone that does. Because I can sense in the spirit, God is doing something. Oh, he's doing something. And watch this. The moment I begin to sense a stirring, the Lord began to remind me, pay attention to the signs. I start getting sick. Headaches. Body aches. I can't sleep. My dogs start acting a little funny. You know your animals. If you have animals, you animal lovers in here. All of a sudden, they do things that they normally never do at all, period. They know better. They start going against that. Mm-hmm. They start going against what you've already laid down as to be law. There's opposition to authority. Opposition. And it's been opposing you. It's been squeezing on you. It's been making you feel like you've been having labor pains, but they're nothing but Braxton Hicks. It ain't labor pains. It's false to make you push before it's time. What you thought to be the birthing was not time. Now there's a decree that's issued. We don't know where this purpose is at, so kill everything that's been birthed. We can't find what this thing that is causing in the atmosphere to begin to shift and move, so kill everything that has just been birthed. God has a way of holding things and hiding things. If you just surrender and submit your will, He'll begin to guard it and protect it so that it will not be killed by the decree. And we'll hear this. You've been carrying purpose inside of you, and the enemy has sent out a decree to kill you so that it can kill the purpose. You've been doing everything that you know to do. For some of y'all, for your first birth, that y'all have had babies, and some of you that haven't. Take note. You watch what you put in so that you know what's going to come out. The more you put in the things of God, the more you're going to know that your birth and your purpose is going to come out with the things of God in it. All kinds of things start kind of manifesting in your life to try to get you to quit. To stop your progression. And if you don't take heed to the Spirit of the living God, you will miss it. You will cause a spiritual abortion in your life. And when you create a spiritual abortion in your life, the scalpel must enter in and clean the junk out, lest you become toxic with the thing that you've been carrying that is dead. I know it's deep. I know it's deep. I know it's deep. And I hear by the Spirit of the living God today that my people feel like I've not watched my very word and for the purpose that I placed in my people. They're getting so twisted in the things of this world that they're forgetting they're not of this world. I am Abba. They are my children. And I watch. In that time of birthing, I cause confusion in the enemy's camp to not know exactly where the purpose has been born. But my people get disoriented because they don't give the time to recover. You want to know where you're at right now? Some have been going through the birthing process under anesthesia and not knowing the pain. And they go through everything. They go through the motion. But what happens is another hand comes in and grabs hold of purpose. The midwives could not touch the baby until after the crowning. And if there was problem, then they would go in. How many of you have been feeling a rush of heat come your way? I asked why so many ACs have been going on in my life with some problems. He says the woman that is about to give birth experiences a rush of heat. where the fever begins to spike. And if you're not careful, before the purpose is born, the carrier will die. It's too deep for a Sunday. We got religious folk in here. Here's the reason why all of a sudden now blood pressure spiking. Sugar levels going up. Now heat begins to rise. You begin to get very uncomfortable. Uncomfortable because it's not good. And when it's not good, all you want to do is take care of that heat. But heat is necessary for the birth. It has to come up so that it can be loosed. Watch this. The more it comes up, the more you expand. Whoo! Is heat been rising in your life? You're getting ready to expand. Is the heat intensifying? Oh, the walls are getting ready to loose. That purpose in your life, when the heat begins to rise, it's because now your body's getting ready to release. And in the spirit, when the tension is coming and everything that is opposing you begins to rise up to another level, you're getting ready to birth out what God said He placed in you. Oh, I'm talking to people that have purpose in here. Purpose. Things are coming against you. They're attacking you. Attacking your mind. Attacking your vision. Because purpose is about to be born. We're in that very season right now where purpose is about to be released. And what has tried to exalt itself up before God, everything of God has a counterfeit. A counterfeit. The only way you're going to know if it's truly God is through humility. Humility. When you remain humble, the things that have been birthed through not the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of the Antichrist begin to stand with pride. Look at me. Humility says bow under the mighty hand of God. And watch what I will do in its season to exalt you. Then no man will get glory. But only the hand of God will begin to birth that very thing that He's placed inside of you. If you've been going through, beloved, know this. He's going to bring you through. And He's going to cancel the decree that's been placed over your very birth. He's going to cancel that very thing that's trying to take you out.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
There's been some repositioning that has taken place in the body of Christ. I've seen my wife pregnant. And I've seen when she's tried to rest, she couldn't rest. She had to readjust quite often in the times when she needed rest. Her body wouldn't allow her to rest properly. And here's what the body of Christ is going through. They're being uncomfortable, trying to find rest. And they can't find rest or peace even when they go before the Lord in prayer. They go before the Lord in supplication and they rock back and forth. I can't find you, God. I don't know what is going on in my life. I can't get comfortable. Something inside of me won't rest. But there's something that tells me I'm going to make it. When that time comes, watch and see that the hand of God will reach in and bring your purpose out. And then allow you to find rest and recovery. many birth things and take off running. I never seen my wife get out of having a baby and run up and get up and start running. No. And if some of y'all say, well, I gave birth and I walked out the next day, good for you. Mm-hmm. Because your body still hasn't adjusted to the new birth. And for those of you that don't have children, when you give birth to your first child, you're going to experience a love that you've never, ever experienced. So you haven't even got to the Bible. I'm giving you a prophetic word first to tell you where you're at so that I can tell you where you're going. I can't tell you where you're going if you don't know where you're at. Just kind of sitting around meandering through life thinking everything is everything. But not understanding why the hell this is coming at you. How many of you right now have aches and pains in your body? Stand to your feet. Don't stand, just, I got a headache today. No, that ain't pain. I'm talking about you've been dealing with something in your body that you can't get rid of. Those that are standing, you're telling me that, correct? All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, under the law of agreement, Lord, in your word, we, the people that stand together right now, we touch and agree through prayer right now. We agree in prayer, Lord. Your word says that any two that come together in agreement, touch and agree on the thing that we petition before you, it is done. Because of the pain in their body, they have stood before you, God. And we come in agreement right now in Jesus' mighty name that the pain be removed. And divine healing take its course right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I release healing virtue now through the word of God. And I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Do you agree with the prayer? Do you agree with your supplication before the Lord? I agree with you. In Jesus' name, we receive it. And all of God's children that are standing said amen.
Amen.
Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. You test it. You test it continually. That pain is there. You keep testing it. No, I already received from the Lord. I already received. Devil, get out. Every manifestation of sickness and disease that is in your body did not come from God. Don't get mad at God for what you have and what you got. He never put anything on you. He gave everything in you to deal what came on you. Your healing is here. Receive it. How many of you have heartache issues because of a loved one? Stand to your feet. Jesus, these are your children, God. Your children. Heartache because of relationship. There's healing in the soul for you. In your soul, right now. We come under the law right now of healing with the power of agreement right now in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, right now I pray for those precious children of yours that are standing before you and before your body, Lord, declaring I have heart issues, Lord, of pain because of relationship. And right now, in Jesus' mighty name, I touch and agree with them by their spirit and by their will and their emotions in their soul, God, that we release it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Do you receive and agree with me? Receive your healing of your heart, your emotions. Receive it in Jesus' name by saying amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone in here, these past weeks, have wanted to check out before their time. There's suicide There's suicide tendencies in your mind. It's not to put you on blast. It's not to make anything else other than let God heal that very thing. If that is you, stand to your feet. Come on. Stand before God. Stand before God. Amen. Let him do it. Let him do it. That's it. That's it. No one needs to be looking around. You look forward at the cross. If that is you, stand to your feet. Come on, there's one more. I know there's one more. I know it. Come on. There's healing taking place right now. Come on. There's healing taking place right now. Right now. Father, your precious children right now, I come in agreement with them right now, Father, to remove that very thing that enters into their mind to bring in the thoughts of killing themselves, to leave here because they got to quit because it's too hard. And God, right now, I just pray for your precious children, God. We touch and agree right now, Father God, that this is it once and for all, that we will no longer have these thoughts or these emotions tied to it, God. That right now we come in agreement with them, Lord, they don't want this no more. And we bind up everything in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it now in Jesus' mighty name, God. But we touch and agree by the love and the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. We agree together, God. Because we agree together, you said that it is so and is done. Do you agree, those that are standing right now? Do you agree? In Jesus' name, we receive it together as one. And they that believe said, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Whew. I see someone cutting themselves. Pastor, why are you doing this with the lights on? Surgery is done with lights. I see someone cutting themselves, trying to get rid of the pain that's inside that has come even at a young age. You were violated. You were violated. Pastor, don't make me stand up. It's not, you're not standing up to be seen. You're standing up saying, God, I'm through with this. And the moment you stand for Christ, he removes that thing that has had you bound. If that is you, you're in this room right now. Stand to your feet, please. Everybody else, look to the cross, please. Everybody else. Come on. If that is you, stand to your feet. It's all right. 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 God, I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You didn't cause it. It wasn't at your hand and it wasn't at your voice. The enemy came in to kill purpose. But I touch and agree with you right now under the power of the Holy Spirit right now. And the power of agreement, the law for first healing. The power of agreement. I agree with you right now that it is gone once and for all. Do you receive? Do you receive? If you receive, say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Come on, come on. Get it out. Get it out. It's holding your tongue. Get it out. Get it out. In Jesus' name, loose that tongue. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. Come in agreement now. Come in agreement now. Loose the tongue. Get your healing now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I thank you right now that even the effects of the things that have had you bound, Jesus came to loose you from those things that the enemy has placed on you. And you're loose right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Agree with me. Agree with me, church. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. We didn't come to play church. We came in to the delivery room to deliver you out of the grips of the enemy and to loose you into your purpose and your destiny. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. There's a dependency that is in here. There's people that are under a dependent relationship right now. It's a spirit of codependency that you need to have somebody else in your life in order to feel that you have worth. But you don't have self-worth about yourself. That you allow this individual that is with you to constantly badger you with words, constantly come against you. You've suffered this and you've taken it to other relationships. You've taken it and it continues on and it continues on. But I'm here to tell you right now, if you let this spirit go, you will be loosed and understand your worth. You're in this room. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Come on. Father, thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Lord, I bless what you're doing right now, Father. It's not in shame, God. It's not in shame, nor in vain. We do it to release them, God, into their destiny. To release them, Father God, from the grips of the enemy. To release them so they can be loosed once and for all. Father, I thank you in advance for what you're doing. We come in agreement right now, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. And church, do you come in agreement with me that they're loosed? In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory, glory, glory. Whoo, Jesus. Come on, let God do this thing. Let God do this thing. There's some soul ties in here that you won't let go. You're feeling that there's still a chance. You're holding on to a past relationship or even a current relationship. And these soul ties have had you bound. It's begun to manifest through your lineage to try to create even a generational curse. You can't let go of the things of the past. You have trouble grasping to the things of the future because you always revert back to your past. Your past hurts, your letdowns, and this may be the whole church. But it's because of spiritual soul ties and fleshly soul ties. If that is you, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. If you want your healing, get up and get it. Get up and get it. I'm okay. Yeah, just stay right there. Just stay. Father, I thank you right now that we are right now laying before you, God, before the throne of grace and mercy. And I thank you right now, Father, for the Spirit of the living God that guides us in all truth, O Lord. The Spirit of God that is the revealer of all truth, God. And I thank you that right now we allow the Spirit of the living God to have his way. Now have your way in their life, O God. Penetrate and permeate them, Father. That as they release right now, as they stood to their feet, God, they stand saying no more. That they're ready to embrace, Father God, what you have in store for them. But they've got to let go of the soulless realm that has had them bound with other things, other people, and other ministries. Whew! And other spiritual fathers and mothers that have wounded or hurt them that they can't let go. That causes them to have commitment issues in the things that you're calling them to do. Father, we touch and agree right now that they're through with it once and for all. They want to loose themselves out of this to move forward in you. And Father, I thank you right now for what you're doing. That we touch and agree right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we touch and agree. Do you receive, church? In Jesus' name, receive. Amen. You may be seated. May be seated. Hallelujah. Glory. someone's back is being healed. Right now, you have issues with your back, stand up. Issues with your back. Someone has it in the lower hip to the left. Feel it right now. The lower spine on the left by their hip. Sometimes it throbs and it'll send down like a numbing sensation. You think, well, I just got a pinched nerve. You tried to go through a chiropractor. You tried doing all this. It's not that. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are standing, stand because you've called them to stand, Lord. And because they stood before you, they're saying yes to you, God. And I speak healing into their spine. I speak healing right now, Father God. What has been depleted, Father, I just thank you right now that you supernaturally fill right now within the spine. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for a spine that needs to be elongated because it's been pressed down. And it's caused nerve damages. It's caused so much pain that it begins to shoot up through your neck. Within the neck region, you get so much pain that it causes the headaches to come. You take the aspirins for the headache, but the pain is still there in your neck and through your back. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now that you elongate the spine. Elongate it. Someone has one foot, one leg shorter than the other that has caused you to walk without, to walk out of the proper gait and alignment of your spine. And it causes you to limp. Your knees begin to ache. And if that is you, and if you're not standing already, stand to your feet. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I release this healing for the back region right now. The region of their back right now in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you right now, Father God, for the healing virtue of God to be released into their very spine right now. I thank you for the popping and the adjusting that needs to take place. Elongate the leg, Father God, even it out in Jesus' mighty name. Daddy, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're doing. I release your virtue, God, your virtue. In Jesus' mighty name. Those that are standing, do you receive? We come in agreement together. Do you receive? In Jesus' name, receive it. Amen. You may be seated. Someone's wrist has been giving them problems. Who is it? Their wrist. Someone's wrist. It gets to the point where what we'd call carpal tunnel. Who has it? Stand up. Stand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release the healing right now. I come in agreement with her, Lord. Once and for all, it's done. No more. Release the swelling right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the tendons and the muscles right now, release the pressure. Release the swelling. Open up the tunnel and let it be released. Release the pressure now in Jesus' mighty name. I release it. We come in agreement in Jesus' name. Do you receive? In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you. Dizzy spell. Someone's been getting kind of dizzy. Stand up. Stand up. Dizzy. Amen. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, regulate it now. Your equilibrium right now in Jesus' mighty name. Equalize it now. In Jesus' mighty name. God, you're the great physician. You do it. You do it right now. In Jesus' mighty name. I come in agreement with them right now in Jesus' mighty name. For the healing to take place now, not later, but now, in Jesus' mighty name. Do you receive? Church, do you receive? In Jesus' name. Amen. We receive it together. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I keep feeling pressure right here in the sinus cavities. Right here. You feel that pressure right there too. And every time that you press on it, it's like it. You can feel a little release and there's some pain there. So that's you, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. There's more. There's more. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to the nasal cavity right now in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, God, that you be the solution that cleanses right now all of it that is inside these nasal cavities that cause so much pain, discomfort, and the inability to have clear passage for air. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we take authority over it right now. In Jesus' name, they stand because they're through. They're done with it. They want it no more. Father, no more allergies, no more effects of it. In Jesus' mighty name. Someone's right ear has been bothering you because of this. Someone's right ear has been bothering you. Who is it? Aunt Joy, in the name of Jesus, I just release that right now. And I block that infection from taking place in Jesus' mighty name. Release the tension right now. Release the pressure. And Father, the infection, I bind it now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the law of binding and loosing. And I loose her. I loose her right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Church, do you come in agreement with the prayer that we prayed and touch and agree together? Yes, in Jesus' name. We release it now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that you have your way. I thank you that you have your way. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My heart is pumping really, really fast. It has something to do with the bloodstream. Blood disorder, stand to your feet. Meaning you're anemic, you know you're anemic. You have high blood pressure. Sugar levels are off. That is relating even to your heart. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we come in agreement right now as they stand right now together, Lord. They stand together, Lord. They stand saying yes to your word and yes to your decree. And Father, we just release right now. We loose them from this grip of the enemy right now in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, that their heart and their blood be regulated by the Spirit of the living God. And Father, I thank you right now. What you're doing right now, Father, is a total cleansing that is taking place in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you in advance. I thank you in advance. Church, do you come in agreement with the prayer? Do you receive your healing? In Jesus' name, we touch and agree and we believe it to be so. In Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory, glory. I want to share something with you just real fast. And I believe this is going to help you. There's three laws of God on divine healing. The first law is the law of binding and loosing. It's Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, verily I say unto you. Certainly, surely, and assuredly, I say unto you. God is making a point. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. Touching and agreeing. Coming in agreement in prayer. In binding and loosing. The first law is the law of binding and loosing. Hallelujah, Father, thank you. The second law is the law of agreement. The law of agreement, coming into agreement together, you will begin to loose the very thing that God has given you. You loose it out of heaven to be manifest here on earth. The book of James in James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer in agreement brings about healing. Brings about healing. The law of God's presence is number three. The law of God's presence. Matthew 18:20. For where there are two or three gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. The law of God's presence. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can be liberated from the thing that has grip on you. Get the word inside of you, and it begins to manifest inside of you to drive out the thing that's been placed on you. Come on, come on. Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Matthew 28:20, and I will be with you until the end of the world. You're not going through this alone. Everything that you've been going through, everything that's been manifesting in your life, you're not alone. He's right there with you. Now it's time to come together as a people, touching and agreeing by the Spirit, coming with the effectual prayers before the Lord, touching and agreeing and receiving what you've prayed. You don't go out looking for someone to lay hands on you. He didn't say it's only this person or that person. He says you. Any two of you. Any two. Touching and agreeing. Any. Well, Pastor, that means you got to touch them. No. Did we agree in the Spirit? You touched the Spirit. And you agreed together by prayer and released it. Amen. Exodus 15:26. And said, if thou would diligently hearken the voice of the Lord thy God, and do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Proverbs 4:20-22 out of the King James says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Psalms 103:3 reads, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Jesus is still healing. Oh, Jesus is still healing. But you're wondering, how are you going to get your healing? When you've done all that you know to do, you've done everything with the fasting and the praying. But how about coming in agreement with someone and touching and agreeing for their healing? Touching and agreeing for their healing. Amen? I know that we begin going through what God is showing me is that there's healing taking place. Some of them are wondering, did I get healed? Matthew 6:9-10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, O Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven. We bring heaven down. We bring heaven out when we come together and pray. First John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So the trick of the enemy is to make you doubt what you prayed, or to make you doubt that you've received your healing. This is scripture, y'all. This is good stuff. Matthew 8:2-3. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Say immediately. Immediately. Do you believe that your immediate is here? Do you believe that you received your healing immediately? Do you believe that you're walking in healing now? Tell me, I was still doubting. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Jeremiah 33:6 says, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth." The healing is yours. It's already yours. How do we activate the healing virtue of God? By touching and agreeing. The law of binding and loosing. And then just receiving. Now we know that Jesus came to do the forgiveness of sin. We know that, right? Do you know that your sins are forgiven because you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you know that? So you know you're going where when you die? So you know that without a doubt, right? How do you know your sin is gone? How do you know it's taken away?
Huh?
So did you see the sin leave you?
No.
So how do you know it's gone? Yep, somebody, I don't know how to answer you, Pastor. How do you know that it's sin left? It's gone, right? Because why? The word says so. Well, if the word says that your sins are forgiven, that you no longer suffer the penalty of death because of your sin, then you also got to believe the fact is that you're also healed when you believe in prayer. In the same manner that he took all the sins of the world, past, present, and future, he did all the sickness and disease, past, present, and future, everything. He bore all your sickness and disease where? At the cross. Is he still on the cross? No, because he did away with it. Where did he go after he resurrected on the third day? Where did he go? Down to hell. What did he do in hell? He took all of those curses and left them back there. And he got the keys. Who did he give the keys to? You. He gave you the keys for your healing. He gave you the keys. You know what that key is? Prayer. Prayer. Touch and agree in prayer. And watch what he'll do for you. What is coming in this dispensation of God is not what you've seen in the past. It's not. But we're so focused on how it used to be, we want it to be that way. God is doing it a whole different way. If we rely on just the set man or set woman to do everything, it dies. But if we, the body, take it like he's given us the authority to do, then it stays alive because it's no longer the enemy knowing who to stop. I'm going to stop this one, and it just jumped to the next one. They're doing it. I'm going to stop this one. It's going to the next one. What is happening is you're receiving the faith. You're receiving the decree that God said for you to do it. All of you. Well, I ain't called. No, you are called. I don't have that ministry being with the children. Yes, you do. I'm not an evangelist. Yes, you are. Oh, well, I can't prophesy. It's yours if you want it. I can't lay hands on the sick. Yes, you can. All of heaven is inside of you. Will you work the thing? Here's what the enemy says. Just go to church and sit there. Learn, read. Ingest it all, get it all, get it all, but don't do nothing. You think that the devil's going to try to stop you to come to church? No, he'll meet you here. He'll meet you. He'll wait for you at the front door. He'll welcome you in. He don't care that you're in church. He cares that you take what you've heard and take it out and put it to use. That's what he's concerned about. So those of you that are trying real hard to do some things for God, and then all of a sudden you get hit a brick wall, you're doing the things of God.
Yes.
You're doing the things of God. Then, oh, but no, wait a minute. This doesn't sound right because everything that I do for God should just be easy. No, it's not. Because all kinds of things come against you. But the kingdom of heaven is in you. So then he tells you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Why did he say world? Because the devil works in systems. The world system. The economic system. The school system. The government system. And this system. This system. This system. The church system. Your body system. What does he do? He's trying to trip you up. If he came to Jesus, Son of the Living God, and took him to the pinnacle of the church, he says, I will take you up if you just bow and worship me. Oh, he did that to Jesus? He tempted the word? Watch what the word says. The devil left only to return at an opportune time. Just because you get rid of a devil, don't think that it's not coming back. Oh, it comes back. The Bible then tells you this. It comes back with seven more fierce demons than the one that you just left. And if you don't get your house occupied, it will torment the hell out of you. He ain't worried about your anointing. He's worried about what you know. So why do you think the biggest distraction is coming in and playing with your mind? Yeah. Want to stop you before you get going. I can't do this. I can't do this. I need to have it this way. I got to do it. No. I've given it to you. So then you come in. You walk into church. I got this. I got this. I got. I don't feel like praying. You don't know what happened on the way to church. Then me and my husband were arguing. Me and my wife were arguing. They didn't want me to park this way. And then they don't like the way I was driving to get to church. Slow down. Now I'm in a hurry. Slow down. All kinds of things happen to you on the way to what? Church. That tells me before you left to come to church, you purposed something to do for God. Watch this. If you didn't have nothing, no problems, you got to church, all kind of cool, no problem. You didn't purpose nothing before you left. You were just going to church because it's Sunday. That's why he ain't messing with you. That's why he's not messing with you. He's already got you bound with religion. It's Sunday. I got to go to church. Because after I go to church, I know at least my mom's going to take me to go eat. No, that's not it. You know, most of the children in here, they come to church because they know they're going to go out to eat afterwards. If they stay home, all they're having is Fruit Loops and, you know, Frosted Flakes. Maybe a Pop-Tart. And then if they're part of this church, they don't know what time you're coming home. So they already went to the Fruit Loops and they got up. And then they went ahead and said, well, if I don't even feel like cooking, but if I have to, I'll make me an egg sandwich. Because it's about 12 now. They should be wrapping things up. Pastor Marty's on his third closing, so it's about that time. So I'm going to start getting ready because they're going to be coming home soon. Some of y'all parents know what I'm talking about. How is it when you purpose to do something, the enemy always comes against you in your mind? Haven't you figured things out that every time you want to do the things of God, all hell is starting to break loose against you? Oh, it comes against you. And then guess who you start cursing? No, don't look at your neighbor. That's not what I'm talking about. You start cursing God. You do. You get mad. God, why'd you allow this? He goes, I ain't done that. You did that. You did that. You did that by purposing yourself to do something for God. You did that. So how are you going to get through this? By fighting and pressing through. When you do, you'll see glory. You will. Oh, you will. That's why he tried to stop you. How many of you, be honest with yourself and with me, when I said stand up, you had a hard time doing it at first. Go on, look, look. Now you can look around because you weren't the only one. The Bible says if you deny me before people, I will deny you before my Father. Normally people want to turn down the light so that nobody sees that they're standing up. And then everybody, eyes closed, you know, heads bowed and this and that. And then when they stand up, say, I see you, I see you, I see you, I see you, I see you. No, stand. Lights on. Make a declaration, devil, I'm through. I'm through. No more. No more. No more. David, please, if you would stand, sir. If you would stand, David. You, David. Yes. Please, sir. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just bless the man of God right now. There's pain in your heart. There's trouble breathing and trouble sleeping. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for the man right now. I thank you for the miracle that you've already done. I thank you for miracles that are still to come. God, I thank you for him and I bless him. I thank you for a season of rest that you will enter in. The labor will not be intensive. The labor will be smooth. Watch this. You will oversee more, but work less. You will oversee more, but work less. You need to rest because he's going to begin to reveal to you more what we talked about, more. Begin to write some things down and you'll begin to see what God is beginning to transform into this atmosphere. I bless you, sir. We've missed you, but you've been in church. The family's been covered. Your family here, we cover you, but wherever you go, God is covering you. I bless you, sir. I bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, I know it went all kinds of different directions. You don't know how much I struggle to say, I got to lay hands on them. God says, why? It ain't you. Make them stand. Make them receive. Because when you're gone, who are they going to look to? Make them look to me. And if they put their eyes and focus on Jesus, even when the storm rages against them, they won't sink. Can you stand for Jesus? Come on. Can you stand for Jesus? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.